Good morning, guys. How are we doing? Hope you're good. Look, proper dodging here in my car. Could be definitely a scene from British Best Dogging. So today, we're going to talk about discipline, right? And how do you build discipline, building discipline into your life so that we don't take that slippery slope back down into the ruts, okay? So that's what we're going to get into today. I'm going to kind of give you my approach on it, how this worked for me in the military and how I brought this out for me in terms of everyday life. So welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman, and if you are coming through, then please do let me know. And I think it's important to let me know that if you're engaging, I want to know. I love hearing if you're watching. Just hit the love heart button. Whoops! Like 20 times. Oh my God, I'm beeping the horn again. Flipping it. People are going to be out mauling me here. Or drop a comment if you're coming through. Is discipline something you struggle with? So in the comments, let me know, is discipline something you struggle with and why is it? And actually, it's a little bit of self-awareness test for you as well. Discipline, man. I don't believe that you can be disciplined in just one area. All right, so I don't believe y'all, you can only be disciplined in food, tracking calories, and then the other areas of your life. When I was in the military, we couldn't just be disciplined in weapon and handling drills. So the way that we dealt with our weapon, the discipline that we showed when we're with our weapon, we had to have discipline in other areas as well. We had to have discipline in looking after our kit, in the way that we maintained ourselves physically, in the way that we continued to train, at the standards that we set, and the way that we looked after our clothing, did our lockers, all the way through training to being a train rank. So discipline looked like, was everywhere, okay? It didn't look like it was just one element. Because if it was, if I was only just disciplined, or we as soldiers were just disciplined in one area in terms of weapon handling and nothing else, would we be as efficient? Would we be as disciplined and drilled as we needed to be mentally, emotionally, physically? The answer is no. So when we look at our lives or your lives and you're trying to improve your discipline, all right, it has to be everywhere. It has to be across the board. You have to be disciplined in your nutrition. You have to be disciplined in your training. But you also have to be disciplined in other areas, such as the household, such as doing your laundry, such as putting the bins out, such as cleaning your lawn, such as putting your clothes away. You know, all the stuff that men hate doing. Because what we end up having is a conflict in our mind. And in our brain, we have, if you imagine, this long discipline muscle. All right, imagine, just visualize it. Let's not worry about official names and all of that. Just imagine this muscle, like a bicep. If you think about your bicep, let's imagine, okay, that being your discipline, right? Now, if we only train part of that discipline muscle, okay, if we only part change it and we only focus on the nutrition and the exercise, and it's only a small part, there is still lots of that muscle that is not being trained. So when it comes to you falling off the wagon after 2-3 weeks, it's usually because you haven't conditioned the muscle. The whole muscle. We've only done a small part of it. So you are being undisciplined in, let's say, 70% of your life, but disciplined in 30% of your life. So that means that we're not completely flipping the way that we work every single day. That means it's easier to make excuses. That means you're not embedding the system. That means you're not embracing the system. That means all the values and principles you're trying to build in one particular small area, they're not being carried out in other areas. So you can fall off the cliff. So what we have to be able to do, and what I would recommend you doing, is kind of like a discipline buster. So like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And for 2 weeks, I want you to maintain discipline all over the place, everywhere. How you do anything is how you do everything. So that means that around the house, you are disciplined. Your wife's going to love you. You're going to get loads and loads of like naughties in the evening with this. You're going to get brownie points. Okay, you get disciplined in doing the washing up. When it needs doing, you do it straight away. In the laundry pile that you've been, that's been sitting there forever, you're going to stick your clothes away. Making the bed, okay? Clearing up after you go. Putting the shoes back in a rack. Doing the small things that need doing around the house. And what we start doing is become more disciplined in taking action. In showing up, having a good standard. And then we're going to take that into our professional life. So when you go to work, you're going to be much more disciplined. You're going to get the work done that needs to be done. You're not going to look at your phone. You're going to turn your social media apps off. You're going to turn your phone off. You're going to be more productive. Your boss is going to love you. You're going to get promoted. You're going to get so laid and you're going to get so promoted after this exercise. But then you take it into your PD. So, you know, your health, your audio booking, your nutrition, your exercise. And then suddenly you start building up through there, right? So everything gets disciplined. So that little muscle that's inside of your head that we're trying to build is suddenly becoming much stronger, much more conditioned, in depth. Okay, it's becoming in depth. and you are not just only focusing on small parts. And then over 2 weeks, you'll suddenly go from a 2 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10. Then you will have done those 2 weeks and we'll go, right, for 4 weeks, I'm going to build this momentum. Bang, for 4 weeks, if you can stick with all of the discipline, then you go suddenly go from a 3 out of 10 to a 5 out of 10. And then you go, right, okay, for another 28 days, here we go. I'm going to like follow this. I might up the level of intensity. I might raise my standards and bring the discipline levels up. So we're 2.5 months in now. We've gone from a 3 to a 6 or an 8. We don't do 7s. So discipline is everywhere. If you're not disciplined at home, you're going to struggle to stay disciplined with your health. If you're not disciplined with your health, you're not going to stay disciplined with your work ethic and your professional life and your personal life. So every time you can feel yourself not doing something out of discipline, I want you to recognize it. A great way to build up your discipline muscle, and this is something I get my clients to do, is buy a donut and your favorite chocolate bar and your favorite fizzy pop, and you stick them all in front of you on your computer desk for a whole day. They're just looking at you and they're going, you know you want to eat me. And that's where you build that resistance and that discipline not to. Little tricks like that, they help massively, because it's like doing bicep curls daily with your mind. With that disciplined part of your brain, you're going, I've got the discipline not. And if you can get through a day and go, I'm not going to eat that Krispy Kreme. I'm not going to eat that double deck. I'm not going to drink that can of Monster. Boom. Then you can walk past McDonald's and go, I don't need to. I've got the discipline not to eat that. And then when you wake up and you feel like you don't want to train, you go, I've got the discipline to overwork that. And then suddenly we start conditioning ourselves and building ourselves up. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to you. Let me know if this resonates. Let me know if that helps. I want you to go away and try that 2 weeks thing. And again, if you're going to try that 2 weeks thing, let me know in the comments. And let me know where you struggle and if this is something that's going to help you. All right, guys. Last show on Friday before the man coach is off for 1 week with his family. So I will see you on Friday. Have a great couple of days. Let me know what you think of this and I'll catch up with you soon.